Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor of LifePoint in Westerville. We are in the middle of a series we're calling Labels, where we are saying every week that God calls us to live a life above labels. When you read the book of Luke, you see in this gospel, Luke highlights some interactions that Jesus has with Gentiles and people who are on the fringes, people who are most likely to be labeled. And then the question is, well, how do you live a life above labels? So we looked in Luke 2 and we saw an interaction that Jesus has with his mother, Mary. It's a really incredible interaction. What has happened is every year, Joseph and Mary would take the family up to Jerusalem for the Passover. Now, they would have been traveling with a huge crowd of people, maybe a lot of family and acquaintances and friends. Everyone's traveling together for the celebration of the Passover. So there would have been a lot of people. Think of it as like a traveling tailgate. You get up into Jerusalem, you celebrate the Passover together. It's like a huge festival celebration, and then you go home. Well, they're on their way home, and they assume Jesus is with somebody. You know, maybe he's with so-and-so, or he's with his friends, or he, you know, whatever it is. I thought you had eyes on him. Well, turns out they don't have him there. Like, he's gone. And when Mary and Joseph realize this, they travel back to Jerusalem and look all over Jerusalem, and they find him at the temple sitting down with the teachers. And the teachers are amazed by him. They're questioning him, and he's giving answers that they didn't realize. And, you know, he's just full of wisdom. And here's what happens next. Mary and Joseph basically say, you know, what's the matter with you? His mom says, why have you done this to us? Here's what he says in verse 49 of chapter 2 of Luke. And he said to them, why are you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Man, isn't that just how Jesus is? Every time, you know, people go to him and they have something, he simply responds with a question. I was sitting with some friends one time, and we were sitting around talking about, if you could get coffee with Jesus, you know, you could get 2-3 hours with him, what would you want to ask him? You know, and everyone had their list, right? I want to know why this happened. And why did this happen in my life? Or how did you really convince me of who you are? Like, who are the people you put in my life? How did you orchestrate the whole thing? Like, there's all these questions. And what about my future, right? There's all these questions we'd want to know. And then someone said, well, I think I'd have a list of questions, but as soon as we sit down for coffee, Jesus would take in a different direction. Like, he would have his agenda and we would go down his route. And I thought that's probably always true because that's how he is. But in this moment, when we go back to Luke 2, his mother is simply saying, what's the matter with you? Don't you know the drill? Every year we go up here, every year we go home together. Why are you here? And he's saying, why are you looking for me? Didn't you know I had to be about my Father's house? It's another way of saying, didn't you know I had to be about my Father's business? You see, Jesus is saying, look, I have business to take care of. I'm about my Father's agenda. And yes, mom and dad, of course, I love you, but why did you have to look for me? Didn't you know where I'd be? Didn't you know I have to be about my Father's agenda? I think it's interesting because he could have asked us the same question. You know, have you thought about that? Why is it that I come to Jesus? Why is it that I pray? Why is it that I go to church? Why is it that I read scripture? Why do I listen to a DriveCast? What am I looking for? I think a lot of us, we approach the Lord with this idea that, I have my agenda, Lord. I want my life to be comfortable. I want the people around me to be safe. I want everyone to be healthy. I want my circumstances to be flourishing. And then when something's happening that threatens that, we usually go to the Lord with our desperation, like, God, please fix it. Please fix it. Please fix it. And sometimes in God's grace, he does fix it. Sometimes I think it's just a gift to us. But I think he could simply say that if you really come to him, he's saying, look, adopt my agenda. Jesus is about the Father's agenda. You know what the Father's agenda is? He's reconciling the world to himself through the cross. And every believer is an ambassador on behalf of that message, that we represent the gospel in this world. And to really know and follow Jesus, we go to him to be about what he's about, rather than simply asking him to simply bless what it is that we're about. Do you see the conflict there? I think Mary felt it. I think we feel it. Father, I pray that you help us to be about your agenda, to be about the Father's house. Lord, use our lives, leverage us on behalf of the gospel, that you would advance your name, you would reconcile the world to yourself. Lord, use us as ambassadors on behalf of that message. God, I do pray for mercy and grace over our lives. But I pray, Lord, we would find you doing the very thing that you are always about, the Father's business. Lord, help us to be about that as well. We ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Before you move on to the next thing, think about how that conflict comes up in your life, the wrestling of wanting Jesus to be about your agenda and what it might look like to surrender to his agenda. Till next time, God bless.